friends, and welcome to another episode of the Disability Bodybuilding Podcast. What I'm going to do today is to kind of go into a topic around going from acceptance to empowerment when it comes to my disability, and trying to kind of delve a little deeper into my mindset and how that's shifted over time with a long-term disability, and it has changed. And I almost feel as if this is a really good opportunity for me to speak often about this, because it is so powerful to try and delve into how my mindset's changed, and having this kind of almost self-awareness of how things have, how I've changed in terms of my own perception of what I can do, what I can't do, but also what I can do, and how that has developed over time. So it's really come from a place of knowing for a long time that I couldn't control the restrictive movement that I have. But although I was far removed from this following thinking for years, it really kind of dawned on me over time that I could actually control how I feel about my movement when it comes to cerebral palsy on my left side. And I think it's too strong to say I hated my disability, but just saying that I had one was challenging for a long time. The reason being is I didn't want to stick out. I didn't want to have to answer question after question with every new discussion, and I just didn't want it to be a topic which, with anyone with a long-term disability, I'm sure can relate to in some way, is that this is a common theme I found when growing up, because it is different. It kind of I felt like it invoked questions, just probably general curiosity from people around me. And I think it might be something to be to do with the fact that there's more questions, or children are more open to asking questions, something like that. So whereas as adults we might be a bit guarded, perhaps. I don't know, but it's certainly changed in terms of the directness of questions when I was younger, and it did get to me a little bit when I was younger. So I think that's where that's come from. But that mindset has changed over the years, which a transition that's felt very differently internally about how I viewed myself and the structure that has grown with me, from annoyance at what I couldn't do to accepting that there is help, and that help might just make things easier, or at the very least provide more options for me going forward. And my new thinking of controlling how I feel, from a negative to a positive as to what is possible with help along the way, being part of that, brings empowerment. A sense that I can succeed and that I can contribute with my body and not despite it. So I'm thankful to be able to control getting up, deciding how and when to train. And now I have a platform of equipment to choose from as to how I shape my body. And the fact that I can mould elements of this through bodybuilding is possibly one of the most powerful elements of that. And having the power to create a structure for the stage within bodybuilding is so empowering. And that's why I try to bring all my energy to the stage that I have. And if you've ever seen my routines, it quite often involves high energy music, a big smile, and getting some reaction from the audience, purely and simply because we can. And for that, I'm incredibly thankful. And